You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. This episode contains explicit language. Sudan Archives is a singer, songwriter, producer, and violinist. She grew up in Cincinnati before moving to LA. Her music has been called viscerally gorgeous by The Guardian and stunning by Pitchfork, who gave her best new music. This September, she's releasing her second album, and one of the tracks on it is Selfish Soul. She told me the idea for this song started when she asked her boyfriend James, who's the rapper No Can Do, to shave her head. Cutting off her hair made her reflect on her whole hair story, from experiences she had as a kid to the cultural and racial issues that have historically surrounded Black women's hair.
My name is Sudan Archives. So I cut my hair on New Year's Eve because I kind of feel like the hair holds energy. And maybe if I cut my hair off, I can become like this brand new woman on New Year's. I had these braids in my head. And normally when you have braids, you cut them and then you unbraid them and then you take your hair out of it and you take the extensions out of it. But I am extreme. I just went for it and I just chopped the braids off right at my head. And I was just like looking at myself like, oh my God, I really just did that. And then I remember unbraiding the remaining extensions. And then I was just like, James, help me cut my hair off. And then he just shaved my whole head. I actually liked it a lot. I was like, I'm sexy. I just couldn't go to sleep. So when I can't go to sleep, I just mess around in the studio. So I just like started with that loop and I like build the song off of the clap. I really wanted to make something more upbeat that you could like move your waist to. And then after the claps, I just added the bold da-na-na-na-na-na-na. And then I remember I really liked that and I wanted like a response to that. And a lot of Ethiopian and Sudanese violin traditional music. I'm super inspired by the way they arrange violin and vocals. It's not about violins being tucked in the back on like the bridge. It's about a conversation between violin and vocals usually. I was like, I've never heard that approach before. That's so cool. I was like, maybe I can do that because it's just me and my violin, you know? It's been so long since I had a sewing. Put a front on some color. If I cut it all off, would it even grow? Would it grow back real long? When I started writing lyrics for the song, I just remember just thinking like, if I cut my hair, hope I grow it long. Back long, back time like a way before. If I wear it straight, will they like me more? Like those girls on front covers. And then I remember feeling like it had a reggae vibe. And then that music, their vocals have this reverb delay, like it's coming back left and right.
If I cut my hair, hope I grow it long, back time like a way before. If I wear it straight, will they like me more? Like those girls on front covers. Long hair, make them stay a little longer. Stay hair, stay straight, though we feel ashamed by the curls, waves, and natural things. Curls, waves, and natural things.
When I was a kid, my mom basically would braid our natural hair all the time. And I remember being in the beauty salon and we were about to get our hair done. So we had our hair out. It was like huge afros. And I remember the barber was like, y'all can just wear y'all hair like that, you know? I remember stuff like that to stuff like my big sister working at the Marriott. Jobs like that are big deals in Ohio, you know, like corporate. But I remember her coming back from work and her saying, they told me that I can't wear my hair out and I have to wear it straight because it's unprofessional. And I was like, that's so stupid. And I was just thinking like, them white girls there wearing their hair down, how it comes out of their head. But like my big sister, when she wears her hair naturally, they're like, if you do that again, you're gonna get fired. It's unprofessional. And that was like my first experience of noticing the racism that goes on with black hair specifically, and specifically in corporate America. I feel like our texture is so different and unique. It's like they want to control it because they don't understand it.
I don't want no struggles, I don't want no fears. I don't want no struggles, I don't want no fears. I don't want no struggles, I don't want no. Doesn't make sense to you, why cut it off?
The whole hook is about, does it make sense to you, why cut it off?
Okay, one time if I grow it long, am I good enough, am I good enough? About time I embrace myself and so, time I feed my selfish soul.
I had everything written up to the second verse. And then I was mumbling, like the flow. After that, I was looking for like a female engineer because I've never like worked with a female engineer, specifically for this song. So I met LaFemme Bear, who's a black female producer, engineer, artist. And then she's in the basement and we're basically trying to re-record these Selfish Soul stems. She added this 808 sub drum and that really made an ignorant sound, in which I was happy about. Cause I love her sense of rhythm. She had a djembe and I played it. And I like remember I was like in the studio like, yeah. We even made a vocal booth out of moving blankets and re-recorded some vocal parts. But I kept the first verse and like the background vocals, I kept them all. She was like, that's gonna affect the quality of the song, you know? And I was like, exactly. Because we don't want nothing too polished. That's how I envision my music, like a huge sound with like really cool textured lo-fi elements. But I just wanted to bang.
It's been so long since I had a soul. What if I lost the color? If I cut it all off, will it even grow? Need to grow back real long. Gotta prove it all wrong.
So the second verse is basically like talking about the nervousness you get when you date anyone. Like, I met this guy, you know, we're chilling, and right now I have some clip-on extensions in my hair, and it's getting late, and I think we might go home and stuff together, but I'm scared.
I was worried about the clip-ins in my hair coming out, couldn't even catch a vibe.
The lyrics are like, I hope he doesn't know that this weave is getting old.
Hope he still loves me if he knows that this weave is getting old. The extension that I had to offer. He said, baby, don't you bother. But when it's gone, just don't act surprised.
So when I say, but when it's gone, just don't act surprised, I'm speaking to him. I can tell that he just doesn't really care about what's on my head or not. But I'm basically saying, but you know, when it's gone, though, just don't act surprised. Like as a joke, I'm going to look different without all this hair if I shave it off. But that person that I met ended up shaving off my head.
So are you talking about James there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you nervous at all to share that part of the song with him?
No, I was nervous to share some other parts of the songs on the album because I'm talking shit about him. But this one, I'm just like, you accept me for who I am. Usually James comes down and I'm like lyrically asking him what he thinks because I'm always open to help, to criticism, to advice, to like anything with anybody that I love. But he was just like, this is just your story, you know, like this is like, this is just gonna be a special song to little Black girls. After this, I was like, I'm feeling like I need a bass. I need like a funky bass. But everything I'm doing, it sounds weird. But basically, Dexter's story, I reached out to him because we both have the same interest and passion in like East African music. So we're always like sending each other demos, like, can you add something? So he sent me a bass and like some really pretty sounds to match with it. I dragged the bass in there and I was like, this is perfect. But it's like washed out now. Ben Dickey's my manager, and basically he helped produce the album with me. We've been working for a while, but this is the first time we're making music together. It was his idea to wash out that bass, and he washed out like my backing vocals. I ended up liking everything he did. I felt like he really understood what I wanted, and like, it was like no pressure. It was like with Ben, with my engineer that I was working with my friends that were adding stuff to the record. I just felt like I was a part of like a family, and we were all just like making a really good meal.
Now time I embrace myself and soul. Time I feed my selfish soul.
On this song, I was just trying to like tell my hair story, and hopefully everybody would be like, yeah, that's, I relate to it in this way. And not just about hair, but just cutting off toxic people in toxic ways, you know? I remember one of my first jobs at McDonald's, and I started wearing my natural hair. The manager was like, I like your hair better that other way, you know? It's like even the barber, and how he basically was like, you know, you don't gotta wear your hair like that. That was like really cute and empowering, but in a way it's like, yeah, but you don't need to tell me what to do with my hair too. Hair is just so weird for Black women. It's always like, people always wanna say they like this, they like that, you can't do this, you can't do that. We kinda like always take that history and make it in our own. You know, it's not like getting perms now is a bad thing. That's like what I'm saying in the song. Like, even if you wanna wear your hair straight now, that's not a bad thing, but don't let people decipher what to do with your hair and when you wanna wear it straight and when you wanna wear an afro. Like, it's not up to them, it's up to you as a person.
And now, here's Selfish Soul by Sudan Archives in its entirety.
I don't want no struggles, I don't want no fears, I don't want no struggles, I don't want no, doesn't make sense.
To learn more, visit songexploder.net. You'll find links to stream or download this song, and you can watch the music video. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Lovingly dubbed The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters would spur each other on to tap into something bigger, realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest. Song Exploder and the show's theme music were created by me. I produced this episode with Craig Ely, with artwork by Carlos Lerma, music clearance by Kathleen Smith, and production assistance from Chloe Parker and Nick Song. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. You can learn more about our shows at radiotopia.fm. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rishi Hirway, and you can follow the show at Song Exploder. You can also get a Song Exploder t-shirt at songexploder.net/shirt. I'm Rishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening. Radiotopia. From PRX. If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest, and then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.